There. So in this lesson, I'm going to go ahead and show you how to integrate your payment processors and connect them to Simplero. So again, a payment processor is whatever is actually collecting the payments, right? So it's actually collecting your funds. And that could be Stripe, PayPal, and a whole bunch of other things. So I'm going to go ahead and show you how to connect those to Simplero. And before I do, I just want to really quickly show you what it would look like on the order form once you've configured your payment processors. So on the order form, you can see once they get to the payment section, they get to choose which one they want to pay with. And this all depends on which ones you have enabled in your account. So this is where they'll show up, and this is kind of what it looks like from the customer side. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is just go ahead and click on that gear icon in the top right-hand corner, and then click on payment processors from the drop-down menu. Okay, so here you'll see, the different options that you have enabled will show up under the enabled section, and then the options that you've disabled will show up in the disabled section. So if you want to enable one, and enabled and disabled just means if it's enabled, it's active, right? And if it's disabled, it's not active, we won't add it as an option to your order forms. So if you want some of these to be disabled because you don't want them to show up on your order forms anymore, you can just click disabled. And down here, if you want them enabled, you just click enable. Pretty straightforward. Now, when you want to add a payment processor, you just need to click on that add a payment processor button in the top right-hand corner here. And now you'll see you've got all these different options that you can choose from. So for example, if you want to do Stripe, you can click add Stripe, and then it'll walk you through the process of either creating a Stripe account. If you don't have one, you can just create it here and it will automatically connect it to Simplero. Or if you already have a Stripe account, just type in the same email, the existing email of your Stripe account. And then we'll go ahead and connect your existing Stripe account to Simplero. So I'm gonna go ahead and not follow through with these steps so I don't use my my Stripe account, but that's what you would do there. With PayPal, you know, if you've got a PayPal account, you'd wanna create that outside of Simplero. And then you're gonna connect it in here because you'll need your PayPal address and then different, the API username, the API password, the signature, all of these things can be found in your PayPal account. So you'll need to create the PayPal account first in this case, and then configure your PayPal account before you connect it to Simplero. So you'll see here we have in this blue box a series of instructions that you'll need to follow in your PayPal account before you connect it. And if you get stuck or you have questions, feel free to just put in a support ticket and we'll be happy to help you out. Down here, all of this stuff is pretty straightforward. You find all these things in your PayPal account, and then you can choose what the text is on your customer's bank statement. You can choose the supported cards, which ones you want to support, and then you can either enable it or disable it. Down here, you'll see this is pretty important. We actually, we installed a feature for Skyrocket plans. So if you're on the Skyrocket plan, you will be able to use automatic subscription payments in PayPal, right? So if you want them to automatically be charged for a payment plan, instead of having to send the customer a notification when it's time to renew, and then they have to make the payment manually on every single renewal, which would be this option, we have this option down here to do that all automatically. And again, that's only for Skyrocket plans. So if you're on a lower plan, you would need to either not use PayPal for subscriptions, or you would need to choose this option to send a notification every time they need to renew and they have to renew it manually. So those are just the options there. And then you would click create payment processor. A couple other things. So, you know, QuickPay, same thing. You can connect your QuickPay account by clicking add QuickPay here. And we've got some instructions on this side with your Nets agreement and all of that. Manual, this is just for things like wire transfers, cash, money orders, pretty much anything where you ask them to pay manually and it's not automatic. They pay outside of Simplero and you want to report it back to Simplero. So that's the manual option. And then Spreedly is just another option here you'll want to be aware of, where we actually do connect with 120 plus different payment gateways via Spreedly. So if you've got a payment gateway that you want to connect, it may be on this list. Go ahead and just look for it here and see if it shows up. And if that's the case, then you can go ahead and add it here. And then it'll walk you through the process of configuring it, just adding the details that you need to connect it to Simplero. The only thing about if you're connecting a payment gateway through Spreedly to keep in mind is that we don't have as much support for this on our end. So we do have a lot of support for Stripe and PayPal, but not so much for Spreedly since there's so many gateways in there. So If you're willing to, you know, go ahead and take responsibility for getting that to work, and that may involve having to talk to Spreedly, et cetera, then this would be a great option. And then we also have EasyPay Direct, which is another payment processor that you can connect here to. Okay, and then the last thing that I wanted to remind you guys is that if you want certain payment processors to show up for, to not show up for certain products, like for example, you don't want to let the bank transfer manual option show up on certain products, not all products, but certain products, then there's a way to do that via the product, right? Because here, if you disable it from here, it will not show up for all products. You'll disable it for all of your order forms. However, if you just want to disable certain payment processors for certain products, what you can do in this product, for example, go to the prices tab. So sales products, find the product and click into the product, then click on prices and find the price that you want to use. And then down at the bottom in advanced settings, you'll see limit the payment processors. So we have three options. You can either just make it unrestricted, which just adds all of your enabled payment processors to the order form for this product. Or you could choose automatic charge only. So that would only show Stripe, for example, or only show if you have PayPal subscriptions, that would show up, you know. But if, for example, you don't have PayPal subscriptions and they'd have to send a contact, you'd have to have the system send them an email to renew and go pay manually every time that their subscription renews. And you don't want to have PayPal as an option just so that you can sidestep that because you're not on the Skyrocket plan. You could choose automatic charge only. And that way we'll only show Stripe and all the payment processors that are automatic on that order form so that they can't pay with a regular PayPal option, for example. Or you could say no cash or bank transfer at all. I don't want that. I want them to pay with something that's already integrated with Simplero in Simplero and not be paying me outside of Simplero. Okay, so that's a way to do that on the actual product.